T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live from National Spring Training. And joining us right now, their stud shortstop, Trey Turner. Thank you, Trey, for joining us.
Got him up early.
Clap him up.
You know, Trey, when the Nationals first traded for you a couple years ago and we weren't familiar with who you are, we just assumed you were a brother because we heard you were Speedy and your name was Trey.
Yeah, we just...
I've gotten that quite a bit in my baseball career. I remember, one time in summer ball, I played on a summer team, and guys are coming from all over the country, and quite a few of them said the same thing.
This has to be the fastest person I've ever sat next to.
He's a fast dude.
How could I have sat next to a faster person than Trey Turner? It's physically impossible.
If we had a race right now, if you had to run a 40...
Okay, because that's my specialty.
And Trey Turner is running a 40 next to you. How many? Like
right now, you might get me. I just woke up a little while ago.
Okay, so you woke up.
Yeah, but he runs palms up. Like
my form is it's very unorthodox. But I think
now he cranked a marathon. And believe it or not, 3.5
yeah,
hours.
That's very impressive.
That's steady as
slow
she goes.
And steady.
I don't have the fast twitch that Trey clearly has.
Trey could probably crawl and beat you in a 40.
I think if I started on the 28 and he started at 0, I think I might win. But you never know. It might be dicey.
You never know.
So how's the spring going for you so far, man?
It's been good. I've really enjoyed getting a chance to work with the new staff.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be great. I just had a lot of fun. It's been really relaxing. You know, I don't feel like there's this pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the past few years, you know, I feel like there may have been a pressure, like urgency.
Even in spring training, you felt that?
Like pressure to impress, pressure to make the team.
I guess everybody has their own little individual battles, but I mean as a team. You know, we've had a lot of fun with the camels and the little golf tournament thing
right.
we had.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And, you know, it's a long season. I think sometimes you can worry about some things that aren't necessarily that meaningful, and obviously we're getting prepared, and you know we want to be ready, which I think we are. But you can have fun while doing it, and I think we've done that.
And we talked about this for like a minute or two before we went on the air. You're basically home. You're 20 minutes away from where you grew up. You've got your support system around. Your parents live 20 minutes away. Talk about what that's like with having your parents and family around, and they can pop over. You can probably pop over and see them whenever you want.
Yeah, constantly giving tickets. You know, I'm leaving the ticket board probably. But no, it's great having them around. You know, I think almost every Sunday I eat with my parents, my grandpa, and then I get a chance to see my aunts and uncles, my sister. Friends from home that I grew up with, some of my best friends, you know, that I still keep in touch with all the time. I went to dinner with a couple of them last night, so it's nice to have that kind of that hometown feel.
Do you have good friends that you played with in high school that made any clubs or playing in the minor leagues now?
No. A lot of them played college ball.
Yeah.
Most of them played college ball, but I have a small circle kind of friends, maybe 5, 6, 7 friends that you know, I still keep in touch with a lot. And then I have friends from college that, you know, are playing in the minor leagues now. But
Man, last year was just tough because, you know, this team is so talented. And then, you know, it's just hard. You know, we talked to Zim yesterday. It's just hard to win in the playoffs. I mean, everything kind of has to go right. You got to catch the breaks. You got to get lucky. You got to be healthy. You know, what was that like after losing the Cup Series? How long does it take you to get over that? And then when do you start, like, kind of refocusing for the next year?
You know, I like to prepare as much as I can, and then, you know, kind of whatever happens, happens, you know. And once it's over, you can't control it. So you just remember it, put it away, and use it while you're training for the next season. But like you said, there's so many little things. I think in the last 2 years we lost probably five or six of the games by one run or so. So I mean,
it's how tight it is, man.
Yeah, it's not like we're getting blown out or we're nervous or you know whatever it may be. I don't think it's as bad as you know a lot of other people make it seem. Obviously, I want to win more than anybody, but you know I think that's. Very small, you know, window that we can, you know, change something and we could be talking about a World Series or, you know, something different than it happened. So, you know, to me, it's not the big deal, but obviously I would have loved to win in the last couple of years.
How motivating is it for you and your teammates when you come into this beautiful complex that you share with the Houston Astros? You come down the main drag, you look to the left, you see the Astros' big sign, and underneath it says World Champions. Yep. You come to the right, the Nats. It would be nice if one of those is underneath.
By the way,
the curly W.
It's if you look to the left, because Cakes this morning
said,
"I didn't even know that was there."
There
you go. Like, what were you doing?
I was like that.
Full disclosure, I was slightly hungover yesterday. I just was, and I didn't notice I missed it. I was a little more clear-headed today. That's all.
Yeah, no, I think anything you can use for motivation, obviously, you know, we put so much effort into this. We want to win. You know, it's not like in the last couple of years we're like, nah, we're good with, you know, where we're at. We put, you know, hours every day, you know, all year round, off season, in season, and it's kind of all we think about. So, no, we want to get over that hump. We want to make it to the, you know, farther into the playoffs, the World Series, and win it. I don't think we want to continue to make the first round of playoffs and go home.
Give us an idea of what your daily routine is now. We got about, I don't know, 8 days left until opening day. But what time do you get up? What kind of workout do you get in before the game? And then after the game, what are you doing?
Well, beginning of spring training, you wake up a little earlier. Towards the end, you get a little tired of it. But,
right.
You know, a lot of people get here between 6 and 7, and then it's just a matter of
– Seems like there's a lot of chill time.
Not really.
Really? It seems
– I feel like if I get here at 7, I'm rushed to do stuff the whole time. Yeah, a lot of guys get treatment. They, you know, they work on their bodies. They do different things to make themselves feel better, you know, just with an everyday grind, whether it's, you know, stretching or anything like that, getting the hot tub, cold tub. So they do a lot of that. Then a lot of people go and, you know, hit early.
Right.
Then you go and stretch again for, you know, team stretch, do all your team fundamentals, individual defense, hit BP, come back in. You got maybe, you know, 30 minutes to eat lunch, and then it's kind of get ready for the game again. So it's the downtime you have is probably spent eating.
Right.
You get here, you eat.
Gotcha.
For, you know.
And then what about after a game? Do you have any meetings after, post-game meetings, or
no,
are you looking at video or anything?
I think that's kind of an individual thing for the most part. You know, if you want to talk about hitting with, you know, K-Long and JD, then you go and watch the video on that. You know, I've talked to Bogey plenty of times about defensively doing things, you know, here or there. But in the mornings, we kind of get that done as a team.
Mm-hmm.
And earlier in camp, you kind of get that done where you talk about, you know, this is what we want to do. This is how we're going to do it this year. And they've done a great job communicating all that. So I think we're kind of on the same page, and we're ready to roll.
We're joined by Trey Turner, National shortstop. And we talked to your manager, Davey Martinez, yesterday. And we wondered, how's the team going to be different than last year's team with Dusty Baker? And you guys are a veteran team, so it's not probably going to be dramatically different for fans. But he did say aggressiveness, and he was talking about running. You're going to lead this team in stolen bases. That's your thing. Are you going to have, like, green light all the time? Do you know? What's the deal?
For me, I know it's different staff, so don't get me wrong here, but I feel like it's going to be a lot like last year. You know, I had that green light, and then there was times where, you know, they put the red light on me. And, you know, obviously it was – you know, not that often, but you still get it throughout a course of game, even if it's for a pitch here or there, or an at bat here or there. And I kind of expect the same thing. Obviously, I'm gonna try to be as aggressive as I can, and any opportunity I have to steal, I want to take advantage of it. But I'm sure there'll be times where, you know, they put the red light on, and you know, that's just the game of baseball.
How many games did you miss last year with the wrist? Is that about 40 or 50?
Yeah,
that more than that.
No, about that. I would say.
And you had 46. Stolen bases. You probably would have had about 70.
I played right around 100 games, I know. All so right. I don't know how many I missed, but I played 98 or 99 or something like that. I played right around 100 games, so hopefully I can get that number up a little bit.
You will.
Are there some pitcher-catcher combos when you look at it on the upcoming schedule where you say, well, I'm going to get 3 or 4 stolen bags today because they just can't stop
it's gotta me.
It's got to be. There has to be a few of them when you see them on the sched.
I never do that because – that would imply I have to get on first base quite a bit. So, you know, I think I don't ever plan on or, you know, try to act like I'm going to steal 3 or 4 bases today, because then you're going to be on base at least twice. And, you know, these guys are really good up here. Even if you see a pitcher really well at the plate and you hit them very well, doesn't necessarily mean, you know, you could hit the ball right at somebody. So, you know, I'm a big play-by-ear kind of guy, and just trying to be competitive as, you know, as I can be.
Let me ask you this. Who are some of the tougher pitchers to read It's in the last couple of years.
Tehran. Yeah. Basically all the Braves, actually. You know, last year they had R.A. Dickey and Bartolo Colon, and they were really, really quick to the plate. You know, they're veteran guys. Have been around. They know how to control the running game. So, you know, it's just almost, you know, almost tough. It doesn't matter to me as much who's behind the plate. It's more so the pitcher.
The pitcher. Yeah.
All
right.
Let me ask you something. On this team, there are a bunch of guys with big, scraggly beards. Is there any beard pressure, like peer pressure? You have a nice tight one.
I don't think I have a choice. That's about all I can do. So,
Like Strauss has like a big, scraggly beard.
You don't feel beard shaming from Kelly and Strauss?
No.
Doolittle?
No.
No? None of that?
Can't say I do.
We had Sean on yesterday, and he talked about his metal playlist and how it went over like a lead balloon. A lot of the teammates weren't into it.
Mm-hmm.
What's two or three songs on Trey Turner's playlist that if you had to crank it out,
I like the,
that people would hear?
Not old school rap, because I'm probably – old school rap to me is not the same
early
as –
early 2000s.
Yeah, like early 2000s, you know, rap. A lot of
you
that
– old?
From my – no, because then everybody will probably hate me who's listening. But, you know, probably a lot of those early 2000 songs when I was, you know, 12 to 15, 16 years old, just – I feel like, you know, I hear a song and I think of a certain memory from back then, and that's kind of what I wanted to put on my my playlist. So it was a little bit of everything, try to mix it up, not all rap, but that is my favorite song.
So you don't get into EPMD or Eric B or?
Not much. I kind of.
Have you heard an EPMD song?
I don't.
Probably not.
We gotta get him into EPMD.
Way before his time.
I know, but it's so good.
I like old school. Like I like Michael Jackson, Jackson 5. I like stuff like that.
Right.
I like old school stuff, but I kind of listen to a little bit of everything. I can't say I've listened to EPMD.
Who has the worst musical?
I can't believe that.
Who has the worst musical taste in the clubhouse?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
It's okay to call him out.
I couldn't tell you.
No.
I felt like we did a really good job this year.
Mm-hmm.
You hit all the genres.
Yeah, we had a little bit of like reggae one day, you know, and I think that's what was cool about it. Everybody put on their own personal playlist, and they kind of did their own thing, and nobody was worried really about what other people were going to say. They just kind of went for it.
Right. I know you're a couple years into it, so you're used to it, but you break into the big leagues at 22 or maybe even 21. I don't remember. What's it like culturally to all of a sudden step into a team situation where there are guys who have kids, mm-hmm. there are guys who are, you know, there's some that are 30s, but there's some that are in like the upper 30s.
Yep.
It's like totally different. It's like they almost could be your dad. What's it like?
You start to see that a little bit at AAA. You know, there's a lot of guys who are, you know, late 20s, early 30s who have, you know, a kid or two. And that was different for me because, you know, still being in the minor leagues, I guess, and, you know, in the big leagues, you kind of expect it a little bit. You know, you see on MLB Network or whatever it is, you know, guys bring their kids to the field, and I think it's something that you share with your kid. But for me to be, like you said, 21, 22, and then be in AAA and see it, then
I'm just wondering, like, who
different.
You would hang with at first. Like, do you find, like, the youngest guy there? And
I think at the field it doesn't matter.
Yeah, in the field it doesn't matter.
But you don't have that much time, you know, downtime away from the field. I think it's, you know, in Syracuse I live with a couple guys, so that's obviously who I hung out with all the time. And thankfully none of them had kids, so I didn't have to, you know, hear a crying baby in the next room or anything like that. But, you know, in the big leagues you don't really have roommates, so it's different. You got to get used to it, but it's good. I think it's very good for the young guys.
Where do you live?
When?
In the season.
I'm going to guess.
Should I not say that? Because I'm not going to say that.
I'm not saying your address.
No. Like Arlington area or D.C.
I'm not saying your street.
Around. I live around.
He's private. That's okay.
You live in the city.
I respect
live in
that.
Crystal City.
I lived next to the stadium on 15.
Yeah.
No, 16. 16, I lived next to the stadium. And now I don't.
You got a little further out.
Just moved away.
I like getting away from the field a little bit, you know. Yeah. And I think the restaurants, you know, around D.C. are pretty good. So I try to get some, you know, food here or there, try new places and stuff like that.
So what was the one thing that you felt like you had to work on in the offensively? What was the one thing you felt like you had to work on in the offseason?
I didn't really care for, you know, some of the habits I created last year. I felt like I hit kind of completely different than I did in 2016, and I was just trying to kind of get back to where I was in 2016.
What was that? What do you mean? What specifically?
Were
you just too aggressive last year?
No.
Swinging at bad pitches, or?
I mean, sure. I think swinging at bad pitches, is always a thing. Anybody can prove. I don't think being too aggressive is a bad thing. Everyone's mad at that I hit the first pitch all the time, but the MVP and the AL hit like 460 on the first pitch last year. So obviously it just depends whether you do it well or not.
Right.
And my first year, I think I did it well.
Yeah.
And now
get back to
last
that.
Year, I didn't. I think it's also they pitched me differently in 2016. They didn't want me to steal bases, and they didn't want to walk me.
Right.
Last year, they didn't care, and I had a hard time realizing that. I get to a 3-2 count or a 3-1 count, I'm like, they don't want to walk me. They're going to throw me, a decent pitch to hit, and they didn't. They would throw me a lot of off-speed. They throw me balls in the dirt, and for me, that was kind of hard to comprehend, why they would take the chance, but, that's what they did, and they had success with it, so I just need to, improve on that and kind of mature, I guess.
Awesome. All right, Trey Turner, man. Appreciate the time.
Yeah.
Good luck this year. Stay healthy, man.
Yeah, thank you,
awesome.
Guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much for joining
lives
us.
Lives around, Cakes.
I know, that's right. That's fine.
That's just so funny how he looked at
I got to be smart about that.
I respect his privacy.
I mean, you could have said in
No.
Nope. Keep it a private.
He doesn't want anybody to know.
That's Trey Turner. Of course, Max Scherzer scheduled to join us a little bit later. Mike Rizzo, the Nationals president and GM. Keep it here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.